A prayer for our children, a future and a hope. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the United States of America. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life. Life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Do not abhor our children for your name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of your glory. Remember, do not break your covenant with our children. You are their God. Hear the voice of our supplications, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the shepherd and overseer of our souls, may the God of hope give our children and their family a future and a hope, a future of peace, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth which is according to godliness, in hope of eternal life which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began to our children, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. In the name of Jesus Christ, the living bread which came down from heaven, May God fill our children with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that they and their family may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, sharing in the inheritance of the saints in the light. In the name of Jesus Christ, by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. In His mighty name, God grant our children to live with leading from the Holy Spirit, and not walk in doubt and fear of what may happen. Let Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of their faith, keep them from losing their sense of purpose and fill them with hope for their future as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in them will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true light, the Lord grant to our children and their family, according to their heart's desire, and fulfill all of their purpose. May the Lord plant our children and their family firmly in His house, and they shall flourish in the courts of their God, and He will keep them fresh and flourishing and bearing fruit into old age. He will be with them in trouble. He will deliver them and honor them. With long life He will satisfy them and show them His salvation. In Christ we pray that they may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of their lives, enter the presence behind the veil, and enter into that which God has prepared for those who love Him. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. May Jesus Christ prepare a place for our children and their family, and receive them unto Himself, so that where He is, there they and their family may be also. In Christ we pray, Jesus Christ will set them on His right hand, blessed by the Father, that they might inherit the kingdom prepared for them from the foundation of the world, the kingdom that cannot be shaken. For Jesus Christ has delivered their souls from death, their eyes from tears, and their feet from falling, that they may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. God's abundant mercy has begotten our children and our family again to a living hope, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for them who is kept by the power of God through faith for salvation. May the genuineness of their faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, believing, rejoicing with joy inexpressible, and full of glory, receiving the end of their faith, the salvation of their souls. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. In the name of our great High Priest, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in Christ we pray that our children and their family will ask of God, and He will give them the nations for their inheritance and the ends of the earth for their possession. Cause our children and their people to hear His loving kindness in the morning, trust in Him, and cause them and their family to know the way they should walk and lift up their souls to Him. May God, whose faithfulness has been established in the heavens, visit them, for He has made them a little lower than the angels. He has crowned them with glory and honor. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for Him and find Him. Let our children and their people seek His face, and they and their family shall see His face in righteousness. They shall be established to awaken His likeness. Our children shall see the Lord always before their face, for He is at their right hand, that they may not be shaken, that their hearts may rejoice, that their tongues be glad, moreover, that their flesh will also rest in hope. In Christ we pray that God will make known to them the ways of life, and make them full of joy in His presence. According to His new covenant, the Lord fulfill all their petitions. May He send them help from the sanctuary, and strengthen them and their people. In Christ we pray, God, the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead, will give to our children their heart's desire, and not withhold the request of their lips. In Christ we ask that God, their refuge and strength, to prepare a table before our children and their family, in the presence of their enemies, anoint their heads with oil, and let their cup run over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow our children and their bloodline and their people all the days of their life, and they shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. According to the multitude of His tender mercies, In Christ we pray that God's favor will cover our children and their people for life. Now may the God of hope fill them with all joy and peace in believing, that they may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let our children and their people purify their souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love and a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. May our children and their families sanctify the Lord God in their hearts and prepare their hearts for the Lord. In Christ we pray, our children and their people will gird up the loin of their minds, be sober, and rest their hope fully upon the grace of God, not conforming themselves to the former lust, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, living soberly, righteously, and godly, being holy in all their conduct, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation, setting their minds on things above, not on the things on the earth, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Let our children and their bloodline and their people do good, that they and their house and their nation be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life, receiving the unsearchable riches of Christ. Let our children and their family receive the gift of God, which is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom, strength and honor and glory and blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true vine, in Christ we call upon our Father and God, and in Christ we ask that He would bless our children and their family indeed, and enlarge their territory, that His hand would be with them, and that He would keep them from evil, that they may not cause pain. May the Lord God bless them indeed. In the name of Jesus Christ, there is no other rock. Let our children and their people lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares them, and let them run with endurance the race that is set before them, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. In Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation fight the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life. Let their future be rooted and grounded in love, filled with joy, their mouths filled with laughing and their lips with rejoicing, their speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt. May their future be free of affliction. Let our children and their bloodline and their people stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has set them free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage, nor be led into temptation, but instead, by the tender mercies of God, be delivered from darkness, destruction, misery, and death, and set free from bondage and curses, receiving the Spirit of adoption by whom they shall call Abba Father, following Jesus, secure in righteousness, sure of the inheritance reserved in heaven for them, marked for salvation on their foreheads, and appointed to eternal life. In Christ we pray our children will walk by faith, not by sight, in the light and truth, trusting God, being guided by the Holy Spirit, surrounded by kindness and covered in grace, having redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, being holy and blameless and irreproachable in God's sight, purified and zealous for good works, called to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus. By the grace of God, let our children and their people be perfected in holiness, rooted and built up in Christ and established in faith, strengthened and settled, grounded and steadfast, surrounded by God's favor, walking in authority and established in every good word and work, being bold and confident, secure in the blood covenant of God Almighty. Let their path drip with abundance. May all God's blessing come upon our children and their house and their nation and overtake them, and they shall not lack any good thing. May our children and their family prosper in all things and be of good health as their souls prosper, having a long, fruitful life, being rich in experiences, wise in judgments and choices, behaving wisely and in a perfect way, filled with wisdom, not lacking in knowledge but given understanding, that they may know Him who is true, and be in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ, enjoying the fruits of their labor. Let our children and their family be diligent until the end, finish the race and receive the prize, an imperishable crown. May God make our children and their family an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. So shall their descendants be. O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, establish our children and their seed forever, and build up their throne to all generations. Wealth and riches will be in their house and their nation, and their righteousness shall endure forever. Unto their house and their nation arise light in the darkness. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are established. Surely our children and their people will never be shaken. Our children will be an everlasting remembrance. In Christ we pray that God of all comfort will give our children increase more and more, they and their children also. May they be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let them be satisfied from above. In Christ we petition God to open to our children and their family the gates of righteousness, that they may go through them. His faithfulness endures to all generations. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is a sure foundation, in his name may our Father in heaven give our children and their family ears to hear what the Spirit says, so that they and their people will overcome and eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Let them be faithful until death, that Christ will be magnified in their bodies, whether by life or death. And in Christ we pray, the Lord God, give our children and their people the crown of life. Christ we ask our Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ, the door to their salvation, that our children and their people will overcome and not be hurt by the second death. In Christ we pray that our children and their family hold fast to his name and not deny his faith. Let them overcome and receive the hidden manna to eat. May God give our children a white stone, and on the stone a new name written which no one knows except the one who receives it. The Lord knows their work, love, service, faith, and patience. And as for their works, let the last be more than the first. Our hope is that our children and their people overcome and keep his works until the end. To them may God give power over the nations and give to them the morning star. In Christ we pray, our children and their family will not defile their garments, and may they walk with God in white, for they are worthy. May our children overcome and be clothed in white garments. Our gift from God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We ask in Jesus' name that God not blot out their names from the book of life, and that Jesus himself will confess their names before his Father and before his angels. In Christ we petition the Lord, God of their salvation, to set before our children an open door that no one can shut, and give them strength to keep his word and not deny his name. According to his promise, the Lord who became for our children wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, keep them from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole earth. May our children and their people hold fast to what they have, so that no one can take their crown. In Christ we pray, the Lord their God will make them a pillar in the temple of God, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children, who are the saints of God. We ask that the Lord Jesus will write on them the name of his God and the name of the city of his God, and write on them his new name. Let the Lord sell to them gold refined in the fire, that they may be rich, and white garments, that they may be clothed, that the shame of their nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint their eyes with eye salve, that they may see. Let our children hear his voice and open the door, that he will come in to them and dine with them. The Lord grant to our children and their people to sit with him on his throne, as he also overcame and sat down with his Father on his throne. May the Lord leave a door standing open in heaven for them, and seal them as servants of our God upon their foreheads. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will wash their robes and make themselves white in the blood of the Lamb. Let them overcome Satan and all of the wicked by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and may they not love their lives to death. In Christ we pray that the Lord will make our children new and give to them the fountain of the water of life freely. May the God of their salvation help our children and their family overcome, that they shall inherit all things. There shall be no more curse. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads, for they are called by his name. In Christ we pray that God will remember them and their house with the favor he has toward his people. O may the Lord visit our children with his salvation, that they may see the benefit of his chosen ones, that they may rejoice in the gladness of his nation, that they may glory with his inheritance. To him who loved them and washed them from their sins in his own blood, and has made them kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, we ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever in the remembrance of your name to all generations, for yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it.
In your name we rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness we are exalted. For you are the glory of our strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and we belong to the Holy One of Israel.
By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, Amen, to the glory of God.